to another episode of Pasha Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Pasha Point comes from Bechukotai, which is Hebrew for In My Statutes, and it goes from Leviticus 26:3 to Leviticus 27:34. This Torah portion addresses blessings for obeying the Torah, curses for disobeying it, and vows. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about walking with God. This Torah portion begins with a list of blessings that God said that He would bestow upon Israel for her faithfulness to His commandments. And while many of these blessings are focused on material provision and security, the list culminates to God's greatest blessing ever given to man, Himself. Leviticus 26, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. God dwelling with man in rich fellowship was the goal of creation. This was also the purpose of the tabernacle and later the temple in Jerusalem. This was the hope of the prophets during the Babylonian exile. And, perhaps most importantly, this is the promise to be fulfilled in the end of the age, when God dwells with His people in fullness in a type of restored Garden of Eden. Leviticus teaches us that God will make His dwelling among us and walk among us. This is listed as a blessing for obedience. While the blessings of Leviticus are national in scope and contextually tied to the land and tabernacle, that doesn't mean that they are irrelevant. The apostles believed this blessing of God's presence had a broader application for believers today. Paul quotes Leviticus 26:12 in his second letter to the Corinthian church. 2 Corinthians 6:16. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Paul specifically cites this blessing from Leviticus as one of the promises we have inherited as believers. The New Testament teaches us that God made His dwelling among believers in Messiah. This concept is repeated in Ephesians 2:22, which says that believers, Jews and Gentiles in the Messiah, are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. 1 Peter 2:5 says that we are like living stones who are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Messiah Yeshua. If we truly believe God made His dwelling among us as believers, like He made His dwelling among Israel and walked with them, then we have an imperative to walk according to God's ways. Israel's calling to be a holy priesthood and to serve and obey God becomes our calling too. When we join the people of God through Messiah, we are to keep His commandments and serve Him with our whole heart. That's how we relate to the Holy God in our midst, as Paul puts it, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShell Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.